I set out a few years ago when I started this podcast as it was kind of a stupid challenge to myself. You've got to make at least a 10-minute episode every week. And yeah, this is the one of the first weeks where I've thought, I've actually got nothing. But then I thought, I could take a break and just not even post something. And that's not a bad thing. But then I thought, selfishly, I want to post something because if I start talking shit, I might end up discovering what I have in this head by just letting it out my mouth. So I'm going to see what happens. Yeah, I haven't been writing as much the last couple of weeks since talking to publishers and pretty much knowing which publisher I'm going to go with. It was kind of, I talked to authors who had worked with different publishers who I was talking to. And I talked to a bunch of people and I really just gone on kind of intuition. I look run down and tired because I am. I just haven't been sleeping. I tried this Carver stuff and it's fucking, yeah, it takes its toll. I thought it would be a nice kind of replacement for booze if I was just going to, just chill out and relax. Yeah. I've been waking up at 5 in the morning, sometimes 4, just going, holy shit, what's going on? I miss writing. I feel like I'd forgotten that writing is the thing that makes me feel semi-sane. But I've had some more thoughts about Mum's book. I found it interesting that as soon as I say the words Darby Love, all of a sudden the words appear after that mnemonic. Those almost like a drawbridge into channeling Mum's spirit. All I've got to say is Darby Love. I know exactly what she's going to say. It's so weird. Because I've done it in the past with my own work. Like I'll just start saying random stuff like, everything's ridiculous, or that's a shit example, but it's actually true. I've said shit like that, and then tried to see where the next line comes from. So yeah, it's funny those little sort of tiny little sentences that I didn't realise I do often sometimes open the door to the next line, the line that's actually useful. So yeah, Darby Love has opened a lot of interesting territory just by simply saying that, which I find, yeah, really, really trippy and interesting. And it's funny, I remember a friend said to me once ages ago, Darby, you write about other people better than you write about yourself. And it's kind of true. And I've also heard that, you know, a lot of good writing comes from character first. And then the words, they kind of write themselves, and they're beautiful and true. As soon as the words are appearing from nowhere without a character, without that kind of foundation of a real life person, they're just bullshit, empty chewing gum words. And it made me think about someone like Charles Bukowski. He wrote himself into a lot of his stories, very personal. And he wrote himself into his stories, and he wrote himself into his house and his home and his environment. And it made me think, maybe character comes from home, the place you live in, and then the place immediately surrounding you. Like, it's no surprise a lot of people will write on their bio or whatever. Oh, I do. Darby Hudson, writer from Melbourne, Australia. I'll put that in the back of some of my books. It's true. Like, the place where you live, you're inside your home and your immediate environment pretty much is the character. It writes the stuff. And yeah, a lot of my stuff feels airy and ungrounded. Which I'm good at it. I can write airy, ungrounded stuff really well. But it's interesting, I've found writing about Mum, I've been forced to ground it in something, and then all of a sudden there's that airiness and groundedness going on at the same time, and something magic happens. So yeah, it's interesting for my own selfish needs and riding to get better at my own shit. It's like, oh, maybe I should be riding myself into my stuff more. Yeah, like I think I wrote something about a corporate job interview where I pretty much said some willfully weird, wild shit. Not in the job interview, but in the when I had to introduce myself to the entire company. And that's resonated. So yeah, the stuff that resonates is kind of the stuff that's based in inside a home, inside a place, inside a character. The character inside the home, inside the land where the home lives. I remember Billy Collins, a poet, he's talked about how when he writes a poem, the first couple of sentences always has to be kind of an earthing, a grounding, and then it can spin off into some high, fancy, weird, fucked up, falutin bullshit. Just to take you, he says something like, if you start off crazy, you're lost, immediately you're lost. But that grounding, that earthing stuff, you can get away with the craziest, simplest stuff. Like one of the lines from Mum's book is, Darby love, I've kissed this little pebble, I've blessed it, and now it's for you. Like normally I wouldn't put, just if I took out Darby love and took out the context of Mum saying something like that, or saying it, she blessed little pebbles for me, I wouldn't put that in a book. Like, that's boring. What where's that coming from? But yeah, as soon as there's a mother to a son, there's a context, and the smallness and beauty of it, there's more to it. It's the tip of an iceberg. You can feel the giant iceberg beneath it, but as a line by itself, it's like, what's that bullshit? So I kind of love how writing stuff, those simple, real, weird little simple things, when it comes from a character or a real place, a real person, a real heart, they resonate so much more. Yeah, I've talked a lot about this recently, and it's something that probably boring the shit out of people, like the last 4 or 5 episodes, but they're only 10 minutes, so and I'll move on from this at some point soon. I've got, this week I signed a contract. I'm editing 2 books that the publisher have decided to buy, which is amazing. I've nearly finished them. Yeah, the Mum's book has got 30 new bits from Mum. But I'm excited for the book being done. Mum's second edition nearly finished. I've thrown everything in the kitchen sink into it, as they say. I feel like it's the best that I can do at this stage in my life. Like it's easily the best thing I've made/co-written. In a strange co-writing with the dead. And I've never been able to co-write or collaborate. I always find that funny that the only time I've been able to collaborate with someone is with my dead mum. And that I found that really easy. That's been pretty easy. Yeah, I'm glad that I may have written something where people can find, like Mum's book might become some sort of doorway to the rest of my work, which is kind of a strange gift in a way. Mum leaves behind, but yeah, it also makes me feel like, if Mum's book just keeps doing the way it is, part of me thinks, I'm going to slack off because I've been writing so fucking crazy the last few years just to also pay bills. Sometimes I've even rushed out a self-published book. There was one out of the 6 or so I've released in the last 6 years, but I thought, that probably needed a bit more time to bake. But strangely, it got good reviews, so I was like, oh, fuck it. That's good. It'll be a strange world for us for doing my shit for the next few years. Now that it seems like there's a book that I've made that might grow its own kind of legs and do well outside of the bullshit of social media algorithms, go viral on its own. And I guess that's the weird, is it a dream? I don't know. The weird kind of good thing, blessing, best thing I guess you can hope for with a book, that it, yeah, it grows its own legs, becomes its own thing, beyond the fingerprints of the author or the subject matter, and it does its own, it develops its own soul and does its own thing, and I'm tenuously connected to it for the rest of my life. But yeah, I have deleted a lot of my old work. I'm taking a lot of my old work down off my website slowly, off self-publishing books. I'm removing it all, and my aim is just to have the two traditional published books up by the end of the year. And I'll work out what I'll do with the remaining material that I have. I could easily make a best of my stuff over the last 6 or 7 years. That could be interesting. So yeah, if you've got one of my old books, they're now first editions that are going out of print, that I'm not really telling anyone about except for on this thing. I haven't put it on Instagram or TikTok. Part of me also thinks, oh, I've written Mum's book. It might be the best thing that I'll ever write. And it's like, oh, why bother writing anything else? That's enough. But yeah, that's kind of the fun bit as well. Like now you've worked out you actually just need to write regardless of whether or not it works. Yeah, makes me feel sane. Makes me feel like half a person. Also, but yeah, back to the character thing and all that sort of stuff. It's made me think, oh, maybe there's a point I need to put myself inside my writing a bit more. And I do, in terms of how what I think about the world and stuff. But that earthing and grounding of work, I love that when someone does it. I feel like I can experience where they're coming from, the subsequent thoughts, where they're actually coming from. I can feel like the kite's being flown by someone rather than the kite just being let into the air and vanishing. At what point do I do that? And with added exposure of doing traditional publishing, and all of a sudden the book possibly maybe taking off, because there's already kind of has as a self-published book, how much more of myself do I want to give away as well? But yeah, a lot of parts of my life are actually really fucking boring. All I've done for the last 3 or 4 years is not drink, or hardly drink, and mostly write in the mornings. Yeah, manage my relationships, come to this park sometimes, deal with the fact that I'm nearly 50, read other people. Sometimes their words actually really help me. Try to starve off the bullshit politics of the world. But yeah, I just want to pull myself away from that shit. But yeah, if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast / YouTube video on wherever, or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it.